Greetings, my dear sisters and brothers of the human family, the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, June the 8th, 2014. I am your Christian ambassador, servant of and to the Rastafari movement for freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God, queendom of goddess and heaven right here, right now on this earth, the kingdom and queendom of Islam. Salam, shalom, the peace that we are looking for in these waters of noon that we're talking about. I'm thankful to the African ancestors, the Shabaka stone on which all of this science was written. 24,000 years BC, according to Dr. Gabriel Oyibo and Booker T. Coleman. All of the science that we read of, do they not tell us in the science that we all come from water? They never told us what kind of water. They never told us who is the original teacher of this science of everything and everyone coming out of such water. This is the teaching that will put us on the road to becoming masters in science, and you will even be able to go and deal with those in the Masonic Lodge and those who are in the Masonic Order, and they have their teachings in their degrees, and then you bring this African teaching, which is the root, the etymological root teaching, the tap root and root teaching of that which is received in the Masonic Order, and you never have even set foot in a Masonic Lodge. You come with this African teaching, and the Masonic one, the Mason, will say, wow, you have brought the original teaching from which the Masonic teaching has come. So these waters, we want to understand this science again before we get to this Jesus in the sepulcher, resurrected, and women there, and the stone rolled away. This is a retelling of this ancient African construct, scientific telling of the scientific construct of creation and the building up of creation through using the base hydrogen atom as that element, that atom that permeates the whole of the table of elements, that hydrogen atom. Ancient African said atom, that hydrogen atom that in religion is called Christos, Christ, that the ancients at other times called that reality Ra or Re, called that reality Aton, sun disk. In the scripture you get Elohim. All of us are from that fire reality. So this is the building of the universe. This is the building of the temple, the original temple, which is the universe. This is the understanding of the calm before the storm. At this time, no form, no void, darkness on the face of the deep, dark black waters, dark green waters. This may be why some of our African ancestors are depicted as green, because sometimes this water is represented as a dark green water. Is this why those representations of aliens are sometimes dark gray, dark green? So these original waters that we all come from, where the Most High knew us before we were formed. See, darkness upon the face of the deep, null and void, without form, without void. Let's see. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth, and the earth, watch this now, listen to me. The earth was without form. Come on, sisters and brothers. Oh my God, I love this. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. The scripture says the Most High knew us before we were formed in the wombs of our mothers. This is the time of creation when we were all without form and void, and the darkness on the face of the deep is this dark green black waters that represent the whole of the material universe that we all come from out of this womb of Nonet. The material comes from Father Nun. The womb out of which we come from is Mother Nonet, which is why we spoke of the zero and the ground zero. But the zero is not nothing. The zero is the something from which all somethings come from. These green, translucent, quartz-type waters that are a conductor and transmitter of light, which represents truth. So we come from truth. We come from light. And at that time, without form, void, no separation, all oneness, all peaceful, all tranquil, we promised the Most High, send us into the earth realm. And now we can understand the science, sisters and brothers. Life belongs to Jehovah, and life belongs to the hypostatic logos. And logos is defined as word, the word of God, the logos of God, logos and word of Jehovah. Hypostatic has to do with a substance, a reality, an essence that is the root of all life that permeates everywhere in this particular structure so that life may prevail. This hypostatic has to do with upholding and sustaining. That is the word of Jehovah. Jehovah defined as the existing one. So this word comes to promote existence and existing. And Jehovah is father and mother giving birth to this word. And the mechanism, it says life, when you research life in the New Testament, life also belongs to Christ in whom the hypostatic logos or word of Jehovah took on the human nature. And James tells us in the book of James chapter 1 and 2 that the original human nature of the human being is the nature of the Almighty, and that all of us come from that Christ hydrogen substance. As our mothers were overshadowed by this spirit energy to infuse the word, which was the neutron, which is you and me, into the womb of the mother, that the protons and the electrons may promote and give birth to that neutron, that word, so that we may come forth as living beings with human flesh. And all flesh in the universe has come through that same Christ atom process. And so in the waters of noon, that original time, we promised the Most High that we would come into the earth realm through the Christ mechanism. We as the Word would come through the Christ mechanism, and we would take on human nature, and we would take on human flesh, and we would stand up and promote this original time of peace, tranquility, oneness, no separation, all one. Although we are many, we are acting collectively as one to promote existing and living and life. Now, the next phase of creation, the waters of noon are now to be the watery waves of noon. First, the waters were peaceful, calm, the calm before the storm. But now we're going to take form. No longer will we be void. No longer will we be in the abyss of darkness, that original waters that we all come from. Now we're going to separate, take form. You begin to read in the science about the forming of the planets, all from this hydrogen fire Christos atom reality. Even the earth was a ball of fire at one time, according to Tyson deGrasse, the cosmos program. Well, that fire is that same hydrogen fire atom reality. And then the earth began to explode, and you have the moon coming out of the earth. This verifies the structure given to us by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the teaching that he gave on the forming of the moon from the earth. And you have in science the forming of all the planetary bodies and the star, the astral bodies. And you have the human being, and you have the creatures on the earth taking form, and all of us now taking form. Well, that energy that is causing all of this form is tied up in the phrase watery waves of noon, because now the water is wavy. And when you take an N, the letter N in the alphabet, and extend it, you get the waves. This noon, this N, this waves now denotes energy. E equals MC squared. So this energy coming from Jehovah, the self-existing one, coming from whatever name you want to use, Allah, the Most High Father, Ilah, the Most High Mother, it does not matter what name you use to describe that original one, that one that is the cause of our origins, the creator creatress, the almighty father, the almighty mother. In the Hebrew we say Jehovah, the existing one, is now causing the energy. And this energy, watery waves of noon, now that which was not in motion is in motion. That which was without energy is now energized. That which was not animated is now animated. And what is causing this energy? What is the mechanism in the science that says this energy? This energy is now being caused ultimately by Jehovah, but using the earth. We have now Ptah, the earth mound, rising up out of the waters and the waters and the waves and energy. The waves, the European scientists say string theory. Well, we know the waves are that string that they are talking about. And these waves, this pitta, this earth mound, rising up in the waters, causing chaos, causing waves, causing turbulence. And so pitta now represents the mind. The mind that goes to analyze the reason for the chaos, the reason for the turbulence, the mind, the power of thinking. Analyze our lives. Why is there chaos in the world? Why is there turbulence in the world? Why can't we get along with each other and love one another? Let us think. Let us become think tanks in the church, in the mosque, in the cathedral, in the temple, in our revolutionary organizations, in our political organizations. Let us come together and think on why it is there is so much chaos and turbulence, because a wicked ruling class has caused disturbances among us, caused us to hate one another, caused us to break down on sectarian division, not division for the promoting of peace and tranquility, but the wicked want division to continue to promote chaos and turbulence. So pitta analyzes the turbulence and the chaos, and pitta, the mind of pitta, working on sacred divine masculine and sacred divine feminine, calls forth Atum. And Atum represents that hydrogen, Atum, Atom, Ra, Christos, that power, that sun power, that solar energy, that solar science, Atum. Atum represents consciousness and awareness. And Atum, based on the thinking of pitta, is now going to begin to restore order, dispel the chaos and the turbulence. By doing what? Atum is connected but disconnected to pitta. Your children are from you, but they are separated from you when they become adults, but they are yet connected to you. I am separated from my own physical parents by time and by space and by energy, but I am yet connected to them and keep up contact with them. And when they call, I freely give up my time. And we plan times of the year to get together, come together, our family, my wife, my little sister, my nephew, and other family members. We come together and we connect with our parents. We connect with the ancestors, but we are yet disconnected. So this is Atum. Atum is disconnected, but yet connected. Atum was called forth by pitta so that Atum may bring order out of chaos, that Atum may dispel the turbulence and the chaos. By doing what? By calling forth the forces, by calling forth the dialectical opposite forces, by calling forth the polarities, by calling forth the sacred and divine masculine and the sacred and divine feminine, by calling forth energy, time, and space. Listen to this African teaching. When we get this teaching, we will be able to understand what we are looking at in the scripture. The Atum called forth, and see, this is the power of hydrogen. Hydrogen is the first element on the table of elements, and all the table of elements are really hydrogen at higher levels. Helium, number two. Two protons, two neutrons, two electrons. It's really two hydrogens. Hydrogen, the first element, one proton, one neutron, one electron. Gold, 79. on the table of elements. 79 protons, 79 neutrons, 79 electrons. Well, gold must be, has to be, 79 hydrogens. So the whole table of elements, and I thank you, Dr. Gabriel Oyibo, for setting us straight. This beautiful black man from Nigeria, studying Einstein, studying the modern day sciences, but knowing that all of this came from Africa. So he studied the Shabaka Stone and studied the African teaching of the scientific construct of creation. So this hydrogen power permeates the whole of the universe. And hydrogen is the atom, hydrogen atom, permeating the whole of the universe. And the power of this hydrogen atom, called Ra at one time, called Re at one time, called the Aton sun disk at one time, called Christos in the New Testament, Christ, called Atom in the Greek teaching after they studied under the African teaching. So Atum, you replace the U, A-T-U-M, Atum, replace the U with an O, and you get Atom. And so the power of that hydrogen atom to call forth the forces of the universe, to bring order. You had all of the elements. You've seen depictions of elements going crazy, electrons and neutrons and protons, everything all over. But see, that hydrogen atom is using the chaos and the turbulence and bringing order out of the chaos and the turbulence to bring us back to the peaceful state, the tranquil state, that salam and that shalom. So in the teaching, Atum calls forth Nun, male, masculine, material, water, that water, and all of this is taking place in the water, according to the teaching of the African ancestors. And that water of Nun, the waters of Nun, represent the seed of life, germ of life that we would call sperm. In that atom, I'm looking at the neutron as the seed. The whole of it is the seed, but that neutron is that seed, that new life, that baby, that word that is to come forth out of the Christos construct, which is the scientific atom. So the waters of Nun, representing the whole of the material universe and all of the fixtures, this material reality that is everything that came from that original material water. And then Atum called forth Nonet, the dialectical polar opposite, because Nonet is feminine. She's one of the goddesses, one of the mothers. She's the womb. She represents the heavens as the space and the womb, that ground zero through whom we all come from. Oh, but Atum didn't stop there. Atum said, now we've dealt with space. Now we're going to have to deal with time. So Atum begins to call forth H-U-H. This is the masculine again. This is the sacred and divine masculine. Ha represents infinity. See, infinity has to do with time, unlimited. And then he said, okay, I've called forth infinity. Now I have to call forth that which is finite. And then we have Hahet. She is the dialectical polar opposite of her, because she is the mother, she is feminine, she's a goddess. See, the mother takes that seed of life that is infinite and puts on that seed of life finite flesh. And so she represents that which is finite. You also have her, the father, the masculine, representing that which is boundless or without boundaries. And then you have Hahet, the sacred divine feminine, the divine polar opposite, representing that which is that which has boundaries. So we still have time, and we still have space, and we also see that Hauhet is depicted in Hindu as Kali, as that divine feminine power that destroys wickedness and brings a finite end to all wickedness. In this teaching, Atum now calls forth Kuk, K-U-K. He represents darkness, because this work of birthing, this work of implanting the seed, must be done in the darkness. And then Atum, yet in the waters of noon, calls forth Kaket. She, the dialectical polar opposite of Kuk, is the womb that brings into the light that which was hidden in the darkness. Oh, and then Atum. So we have energy, we have time, we have space, we have light. And so Atum calls forth Amun. And Amun is also Amen. Amun, Amen, the same reality, the sacred divine masculine. He is the hidden one, because this birth power reality is done in the darkness and hidden. This hidden reality, this hidden work. And he, Atum, he doesn't stop there. He calls forth the dialectical polar opposite of Amun. He calls forth Amonet, or you can say Amenet. Amonet, she is the womb that reveals that which was hidden. And I'm sorry, Kuk means darkness, because that which is the birth, power, and work is done in the darkness. So we have darkness and light, Kuk and Kaket. Amun is hidden, and we have Amonet, that which is revealed, because that which was hidden in the darkness, which is that word, that neutron, that seed of life, must now be revealed into the light. And so we say everything done in the darkness must be revealed to light, so that we can all see that which was done in the darkness. So now we have time. We have space, we have energy, we have light. And these invisible forces were called forth by Atum in the waters of noon to bring order, out of chaos and order out of turbulence. And so we take that as a backdrop. And we now look at Jesus in the sepulcher behind the stone, and the women come, and the stone has been rolled away, and Jesus begins to be known as resurrected, and Jesus, Yahushua, Christos, begins to tell the women to give orders to the men for the purpose of restoring order to the human family, for the purpose of turning the chaos and turning away the turbulence and bringing order out of chaos and order out of turbulence. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.